Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fifth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hodgson. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peck for the out. Mitchell moves to third. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreaux moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra strikes out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Philly reaches second base with a double. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson takes first base on ball four. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Philly trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Hodgson moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field. Hodgin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hodgin. Peck moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Doby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Doby. Sierra moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sierra scores. Robinson scores. Philly moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller spins and fires to second, with Boudreau covering, and Philly is picked off. One out. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hodgin takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes fires over to first and Michaels covering first, drops the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Doby moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck who is chasing the ball. Baker reaches third base with a triple. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive towards first. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Philly reaches second base with a double. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hodgson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Hodgson reaches second base with a double. Philly scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Michaels moves to second. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 2 in the game. Haynes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haynes moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 3 in the game. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Haynes moves to third. Baker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haynes scores. Baker moves to third. Lupien moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Russ Christopher now pitching. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 3 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baker scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner strikes out. One out. Howie Judson now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Allie Clark now playing third base. Johnny Berardino now playing second base. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hodgson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Hodgson reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton now catching. Bob Moncrief now pitching. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. Lupien moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lupien scores. One out. It's 8-1, White Sox. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. Tipton drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Robinson out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peck strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgson for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson is 0-for-1 in the game. Judson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.